The future time of Jacob's trouble. Jacob's experience during that night of wrestling and anguish represents the trial through which the people of God must pass just before Christ's second coming. We have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Alas! For that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. When Christ shall cease his work as mediator in man's behalf, this time of trouble will begin. Then the case of every soul will have been decided, and there will be no atoning blood to cleanse from sin. The solemn announcement is made, "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he which is filthy, let him be filthy still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still." As Jacob was threatened with death by his angry brother, so the people of God will be in peril from the wicked. The righteous will cry to God day and night for deliverance. Satan had accused Jacob before the angels of God, claiming the right to destroy him because of his sin. He endeavored to force upon him a sense of his guilt in order to discourage him and break his hold on God. When Jacob made supplication with tears, the heavenly messenger, in order to try his faith, also reminded him of his sin, and endeavored to escape from him. But Jacob had learned that God is merciful. As he reviewed his life, he was driven almost to despair, but he held fast the angel, and with earnest, agonizing cries urged his petition until he prevailed.